Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two staff sergeants with the Army National Guard. We have Staff Sergeant Aaron Schmidt and Staff Sergeant Andrew Tanita joining us. And Andrew and Aaron, welcome to our show. Thank you guys for taking some time.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, we're very excited to talk to you guys a little bit more. This is going to be a really good relationship that we have because this is going to be a chance for our listeners and for me, too, to learn more about the Army National Guard, what it takes to join, and also what the benefits are and just what we can learn about that. And I think just to get it out of the way right away, Army National Guard is always looking for people to sign up. And the best way to learn if you can sign up is to stop by and talk to you guys, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us what it takes, like where people got to go and what they got to do if they're going to sign up for the Army National Guard.
Well, that process starts with obviously a meeting, you know, with the individual that's interested. We are a very family-oriented organization, so yeah. We always want to have the parents, the spouse, whoever is interested and going to be affected by this to be a part of the organization and be a part of the conversation.
For sure.
So that we have that meeting, we sit down and we talk, answer all the questions, if there's any worries. And at that point, we bring them to our military entrance processing station after the application process is complete.
Okay.
And with that, we just check on medical, we do a psych eval, vision, hearing. It's basically a free doctor's visit that's paid by the North Dakota Army National Guard.
Awesome.
Yep. And after that, once the qualification's complete, then we discuss training dates and how it's going to work for the individual, whether it be a junior in high school, Right. Someone going to college, someone just graduated from high school, or somebody that's in the workforce that's just looking for something more and looking to serve.
Awesome. Very good. And now this kind of brings me right away to my next thing. And Andrew and I have talked about this before. It could just come to you one day that you want to join the Army National Guard and you could even not be thinking about it one day and want to do this. They don't have to set up a time that they can come in. They can just stop by and start talking to you guys and ask you those questions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have people stop in all the time or we get phone calls and even our friends and neighbors that are, you know, interested, like, hey, you're wearing a uniform. What's going on?
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times we don't even think about, you know, bringing it up because it is a, you know, 1 week and a month deal. And then we go back to, you know, we go back to our families. We go back to our 9-to-5 jobs that we have.
For sure. Yeah. So that also, you know, the next question I have for you guys then is when it comes to that, you know, people think, all right, I'm part of the Army National Guard now. Like I'm done. Like I can't do anything else. I have no free time. Like this is it. This is what I'm doing. But that is not the case. Most of the people who are signed up through that have that, the career, they have that family, they have friends, like, and that's the main goal. I mean, anybody can join the National Guard if they could qualify to do so.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best, probably the greatest part-time job out there. You can still go to school full-time. You can have a career. You can run a business. And so many Guard members are successful members of our communities and have their families, are invested, and, you know, on the fire department, on the sheriff's department, nurses, doctors, plumbers, electricians, you name it. They bring all these skills to the table, and that actually helps them out more when they're drilling 1 week and a month in the job of their choice.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of backstory. Both, it was kind of a different upbringing for myself and, you know, versus what Andrew went through. Andrew going straight into the workforce, very successful at what he did with his mechanic side and everything else. With me, my parents said, well, you better go to college if you're going to be successful. And I lived by that for a while. So I joined as a junior in high school. My training was split up. So I got to use 2 summers instead of all at once to do my training, came back and I started going to college right away. I went to Minot State for a while and NDSU, and I eventually graduated with my bachelor's degree and came out with 0 debt. Which was really great.
Yeah.
And I took that for granted for quite a bit because I actually got paid a lot of money from the Guard as well. Awesome. On top of my tuition getting paid for. So during that time, I had I started out as a bus boy all the way up to commercial sales for, you know, TV companies. Worked on the railroad for a while, and you know, like Andrew said, this isn't a full time gig if you don't want it to be. It starts out as a part time job that makes to fit for your lifestyle. Sure. Versus the conception that people have of, hey, it's going to, I don't have
adjusting
time for
to
this.
The Army National Guard lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
See, and I that's what I love about this too. Again, we have Andrew Tanita and Aaron Schmidt joining us right now and Let's Talk About It. There's a lot of benefits to joining the Guard, but the Guard doesn't make you change your lifestyle. to be a part of the garden. I mean, we're talking farmers are open to come and check this out. We want anybody who's listening to this right now, even if you're not interested in joining the guard, learn more about the guard, because you may know somebody down the road who may want to join the guard. And let's talk about some of those benefits, because, I mean, I would drop what I was doing because some of these benefits are fantastic through the Army National Guard, right?
Absolutely. With one of the bigger things that the Army National Guard pushes is this education. We want educated individuals in our ranks. That does not mean, you know, you have to go to college. I mean, there's tech schools, successful people that, you know, get really good grades in high school and decide, I don't want to do college. I want to go right into the workforce. It's all there. It offers all of that stuff. Yeah. So with that, you can use those education benefits. Sure. I mean, it pays up to, I think, tuition is 100% covered for state schools. That's hands down.
Yeah.
On top of that, you're going to get $734 per month tax free just for going to school. Wow. So that's cash in your pocket. And the reason that we do that is we want those individuals to be successful while they're going to school. So if we can alleviate that monetary stress from the individual going to school, we can have them concentrate on their school, get more credits done, more time to study. They have an opportunity to take on a part-time job instead of a full-time job to keep their head above water while going to college.
Yeah. So, and here's a question too, Andrew, that kind of goes with that. Like, you know, maybe I'm good at the radio right now, but I don't want to do that constantly through the National Guard because that's my talent. That there's opportunity there as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. I mean, we have over 50 entry-level positions that range from anything from nurses to patient admin specialists to mechanics to you name it. We have those, and then those are just entry-level jobs. After you get in, we have hundreds of, you know, tier two jobs that you can grow into later on.
For sure. And you know, I've heard stories from you guys. We've had individuals who drive for a living. They don't want to drive for the Army National Guard. They want to do that. So they find something else in there that they can kind of do as a hobby, but also helping out the National Guard, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing one thing all week long, you're probably not going to want to do it on the weekend, right? But then we see that vice versa. So even the driving, we just had a recent graduate from the University of Jamestown. She has her nursing's degree.
Yeah.
And one week in a month, she drives semis, and she's also air assault qualified and rappels out of helicopters.
That's awesome.
And she's doing training in Romania that she doesn't have to pay for. And then she's just going to come back home and go right back to work.
Yeah, the opportunities that are offered on the training side, when you are doing that 1 week in a month, 2 weeks during the summer, you're not going to have that in any other occupation. There might be a few out there, but I'm going to say just the guards has that to offer.
Sure.
Andrew said, there's a big group of people that just went to Romania. A lot of people that are freshly graduated out of high school that never thought that they'd have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And then going back to the benefits as well, I've never had to worry about insurance going to any job. I look at the pay strictly because what I have to fall back on is that life insurance, health insurance, dental, and vision that is next to none for anybody as far as quality, and the price you can't beat.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's something we can talk about when for they come back into the office.
And, you know, Aaron and Andrew, like, I'm sure there's like, you know, what's the catch to all this? Because, you know, there's no way I only have to give, you know, a weekend out of the month to do this, or there's no way I only have to be a part of it for this long to do that. But that's the beauty of it, right? Like, I mean, they're helping out the Army National Guard. They're helping out themselves. It's a win-win, like both ways.
Yeah, I mean, we have that dual mission purpose there, but primarily we're here to take care of, you know, when we say we take care of the home team, we mean it. We take care of, you know, local, the floods, floods, fires, hurricanes you've seen, blizzards, you name it, we're there to help out. And that really strikes home for a lot of people in the community, knowing I'm local and what more can I do to help out my community and state and then, you know, the country on top of that.
And going to that, Andrew, like if, you know, there's more to the guard than serving, right? Like you guys do a whole lot of other things in the community, right? Like there's, you know, like you guys are involved in a multitude of things.
Well, yeah, we volunteer our time, whatever, helping out with school events, community events, from parades to blood drives, you name it. I mean, we're here to help out. We're not just, you know, some people walk around in uniforms. We grew up and we live in this community and we just want to see this community be successful. So that's what we're here to do.
So he brings that up. You guys obviously are in uniform right now, but are you guys always in uniform, or is that just like, you know, do I see you guys in casual clothes any day, or like, how does that work?
Absolutely. You know, these are probably the most comfortable uniform I ever have. I get to wake up and don't have to choose what I'm going to wear.
For sure.
But if I'm feeling, you know, real special that day. I might throw on my polo, khakis, shorts. Sure. You know, the guard allows us to be comfortable. It allows us to project our personality. We're not just a couple of robots walking around in uniform, even though it may look like that sometimes. But
sure.
No, it's, I mean, our personalities, you meet us, you'll get it. We're going to be in soft uniform, but yeah, we definitely do like to advertise ourselves as being in the guard, because we want to give people that opportunity to say, hey, it says National Guard on your shirt. I've got a question.
Yeah.
You know, start that communication.
Yeah, definitely. So, Andrew and Aaron again joining us right now, and let's talk about it. Staff sergeants with the Army National Guard. There's a whole lot more questions that come to mind, and we'll have a chance to talk to you guys here in the coming days about different things. And sometimes it won't even be guard related. You guys will just be involved with something, but you are tied to the guard in that regard. So if anybody has questions, like let's get to that. If anybody wants to stop by, they don't have to set up a time. Like we said, they can just stop by, ask you guys questions. You guys are all over the place, but where can they go to find more information about you guys or talk to you guys specifically?
We do have an office in the Civic Center. It's the southeast corner. It's 212 3rd Avenue Northeast, right off the viaduct.
Okay.
To get a hold of us, Andrew and I both got our cell phones attached to our hip, which our spouses extremely enjoy. we'd like to, you know, we'll take you out for coffee, come talk, and in an environment that you're comfortable with. So
for sure.
Yeah, we meet with people all over. I mean, it's not awesome. You don't always have to come to the office. You know, wherever you're comfortable. If you want to meet with mom and dad, grandpa, grandma, you want to go for coffee, you want to go get a bite of pizza, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, we meet people all over, from, you know, Harvey all the way down to Oaks.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're very flexible to work with you. We understand you're going to school. We understand you have a job. We understand your parents have careers as well. You know, so our meetings aren't 9 to 5.
They're, for sure.
You know, we work with you.
So I think then the stipulation that Andrew just put out there is they'll take you out to pizza as long as you have questions about the guard, right?
Yeah.
There it is.
At least two.
Yeah. At least two questions. All right. You got to pay for that pizza. And we want people, if you're listening to this right now and you have a question for Aaron or Andrew, and we're going to talk to those guys again a few more times here in the coming days. But if you have a question specifically for them that you want me to ask, you can text 353-5934 and we'll ask them right here on the radio and get that information out there, because that's what this is all about, is just learning more about the guard and getting people involved in it that maybe otherwise wouldn't have got involved. So Aaron or Andrew, anything else about the guard or that we want to just touch on briefly right now at the end of the show here?
Just don't disqualify yourself, or don't think you can't do something. Honestly, just have an open mind. You know, this is our job, this is our career to look into something. So don't feel like, hey, I have this going on, or I grew up with this. You know, I had asthma when I was 3, or whatever it is. Right. But I run cross country now. Well, obviously, you probably don't have asthma anymore, right? So don't disqualify yourself. Yeah. Give yourself that shot to at least get educated. And just because you talk to us doesn't mean, you know,
that you're signed contract.
Surprise, you're in the guard now. It just means you're getting educated. And the end of that, you have the opportunity to say, thank you for the information, but no thank you. Or you can say, you know, let's move forward, or let's see what we can do here.
Or I'll tell somebody who I think is interested.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Yep. And it going off of what he said, like we're strong personalities, yes, but we're not the kind of people to say, you need to do this.
Yeah.
Our sole mission is to get that information out there. The individuals we talk to are smart enough to make that decision on their own. We don't need to push anybody in that direction. We live here. We're born and raised in North Dakota. We're easy to find. So I'm not going to have somebody make that wrong life decision if it's not for them, because the guard isn't for everybody. Right. But you don't know unless you talk to somebody about it.
That's a great point. That is a great point. I think a good point to leave it on. Again, Aaron Schmidt and Andrew Tanita, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About
It. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.